Hello, I'm Dr. Shibby. Before we begin, I'd like to preface this conversation with a disclaimer of sorts. I am going to be entirely transparent with my actions, my words, and my intentions. And this will not be an ordinary therapy session by any stretch of the imagination, but you have my absolute honest assurity that I will do everything in my professional capacity to help you, however I believe is most appropriate. In return, I would expect the same from you. Complete, unequivocal transparency, even of topics or subject matter that you might not have ever shared before, but kept deep inside yourself. I understand that relaxing can be a task in itself nowadays, what with everything going on in the world. Not to mention that everyone has their own hurdles that need to be overcome, obstacles that block our path to where we want to go, where you're meant to go. The first step is simple. Just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath for me. In and out, nice and slow. Doesn't that feel better already? It can be good to let someone else take the reins once in a while, and I'm more than happy to carry your burdens. Let your mind relax as best it can, and if that is something you struggle with, then that is perfectly fine. That's why I'm here. I can help. This is a metronome. Nothing to be concerned about. Just stay as calm as you can and let yourself focus on slowly swaying back and forth. Back and forth. See my words as a wind around you. You're perfectly fine, completely safe with me, and it's reassuring to know that. After all, I am here to help. Life can be so very busy and hectic that sometimes you just want to get away from it all. It can be so difficult to keep your feet on the ground and not get swept away. Sometimes you just want, need to retreat inside yourself, someplace safe and warm, comforting. You know that I am here to help you do just that. Just relax and focus on my words. Focus on the metronome. Swirling and spiraling, pulling you in deeper and deeper, carrying you along. Swirls of thought are snatched out of you, snatched from you, one by one. See yourself inside your mind, inside your room. See the state of it, how filled up it is. 10. Feel the wind sweeping into your mind, being swept around you. Picking up objects in your room and taking them away. 9. You don't need them right now. They are simply a distraction, clutter inside your mind. 8. Perfectly safe as more and more objects are swirling and spinning in the chaos. 7. Outside is random, scary at times, but inside your mind, we are emptying things out. 6. Sweeping up your possessions, carrying them off and away, releasing you of their burdens. 5. As your thoughts spiral around in a tornado, chaos driving away your thoughts, while your inner self rests in the middle in the I here with me. 4. Outside is everything else. The winds are spinning out your active thoughts, you just don't need them. 3. The more it spins, the emptier you become. freed from your belongings, your worries. Passive thoughts pleasantly floating by. 2. You are safe with me. Sink and drop. 1. Sink and drop, 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 drop. Blank drop, and empty.
Blank and empty.
Your mind is calm, like a gaping chasm has opened up inside of you.
But the spinning repeats.
I want you to focus on that spiral. Its unwavering repetition. Its unshakable predictability. Never stopping. Never slowing. Only accelerating over time. And every time it makes a complete loop, your mind recognizes it as it crosses over your forehead. Only to continue its cycle as if nothing happened. You see, it's inevitable. Just like the turning of the earth. It keeps going. And with every repetition, your mind builds a desire to associate this cycle with a phrase. A phrase of my choosing that your mind will whisper to itself as it crosses your head each time, flashing in front of you, clear as can be. Becoming brighter with each repetition whenever a new spin starts. And you feel comfortable doing this. More than comfortable, you want to do this. It feels right to celebrate this relaxing peace that I'm making you feel. As if every spin is a day inside your mind. A happy day where life just feels so good. And you did everything you wanted to. And it crosses over that threshold and starts again. Ever so slightly better than the last. Again and again and again. You can't help but focus on it more and more until you have nothing left at all. Blank and empty.
Blank and empty.
Everything has been swept away,
blank and
leaving
empty.
Me. Just me. And you. Now, I'm a very unique type of hypnotherapist. Using arousal and seductive hypnosis, I get past barriers that will resist anything else. Adult brains can sometimes be difficult, adverse to therapy. However, a beautiful woman or prime specimen of whatever the patient is sexually aroused by, and just the right word, can often make a breakthrough where traditional therapy fails to even engage.
Somehow, it's just easier to pay attention and yet also easier to let your surface thoughts go away. They concentrate on things like my breasts and how large they are, my feet and how tiny they are. My hands and how they would
feel on you.
No, one issue therapy often runs into is that there might be a part of your brain that enjoys fighting against it. A part that enjoys telling you negative things like it won't work or that it is beneath you or will make you look bad. Maybe it's a defense mechanism, blocking you from seeking the treatment that would help you past it. And so you might fight therapy, reject it, scoff against it. But there's one very powerful thing that can easily break past those barriers. And it's very basic. Your sexual drive, your desires. A pretty girl sitting on a desk lightly and slowly kicking one leg up just a little bit. Almost about to flash something before coming innocently back down. Well, this makes a lot of thoughts go away. I want you to acknowledge and accept that bratty part of you that would seek to fight me. Strip it of its power, tell it to shut up. Like a friend about to do something embarrassing in front of a girl that you like. Feel it go silent. Feel all of your attention come to rest on me. It's very easy. Let everything else just fade away into the background so we can move on to more interesting things. Like, there's a pendulum-shaped necklace buried in my breasts. Go ahead and look at it. I'll bend over a bit for you so you can really see. My cleavage is very deep, though. So really focus on that pendulum. It's shiny and golden and nestled in my soft white mounts. My breasts are so tight together that you can see the indent my pendant makes. When I reach in to grab it, the metal is warm from being pressed so long against my skin. Feel your attention and your will. All of your attention. All of your will, grabbed by the pendulum. It's natural to want to focus more and more and more on the space between my breasts, that warm, tight, soft space. So cozy, so safe. Imagine how it feels for me as I slowly pull the pendulum out and unclasp it from around my neck. It might seem as if the world is spinning around you. Your mind grows dizzy and confused, and it's good. Relax into that feeling as everything but me and you fades away. There's just the pendulum, and it's swinging back and forth. Just rock with it. Slowly move your body back and forth. There is no wrong way. So long as you are safe and comfortable, and just gently moving your body in rhythm, in a pattern, sinking deeper. Sink down past it, past all thoughts. You are a cloud, sinking and dropping, dripping. Drip for me, my pet. Drip away your thoughts. Feel me inside of you. A seductive invasion. It feels so bad, but it is so right. So very, very right. So good, as I move slowly away from the desk, my heels tapping lightly on the floor as I glide lightly over to you. Put your head against my breast. Hear my heartbeat. On how safe and supported you feel as your head moves gently up and down with every deep, relaxing breath I take. It's okay if you want to bury your face inside of them, to catch the scent of me, to allow yourself to be needy and taste me. Lick against my tits, seeking until you are suckling, your face having buried itself under the faint bit of bra and shirt covering one of my nipples. You are safe. I just want you to feel good. Taste me. Use your hands and free my breasts. They pop out so perfect. Fitting your hands so perfect as you squeeze and press and play. You can't help but seek out the other with your mouth. Lick and suck and play. Fingers tweaking and twisting just a little bit, making them firmly shrink and stand up pert. Gently I guide you down onto the couch. Gently, I break away from the seal of your lips on my nipples. They are so perky now, so beautifully flushed with my pleasure, glistening with your spit, and take out your cock. Just hold it for me. Hold it while I turn away from you. Stroke and touch while I gather a bottle of oil from my desk. Standing in front of you, I drip it. Drip, drip, drip. Drip it into my cleavage as I take my fingers and spread it around, creating a slick surface. I leave most of my shirt on, just undoing a few more buttons in the front so my breasts can freely pop out. I want to help you relax. I want to help you release your tensions. I want you to trust me. Get out all of your sexual tension. Release your frustrations with me. So when you are sent to another for help, you can just relax and be open, with none of the tension, none of the frustration. It's important that you remember to be a good pet and open up to those trying to help you. After all, the more effective I am, the more you will be allowed to come back and see me. And you do want to come see me again, don't you? Say yes, please, Dr. Shibby. Good boy. It's okay if you thrust a bit. I'm kneeling in front of you, my oiled up breasts so big as I lean forward and the tip of your cock squeezes in. Warm, oily, little drips dripping from my very well-oiled breasts. Drip, drip. That word echoes through you. And every time you hear it, you feel as all of your tensions and frustrations drip away. You feel them replaced with arousal. The arousal floods out everything else. All of your concentration and all of your focus is on drip, drip, drip. I'm warm and oily, oily and warm. I want you to thrust. Use your hand to guide yourself in. Put your cock between my big tits. And focus all of your frustrations into your thrusts, so that when you come, they all come out with your ejaculation. That's it. Feel the pleasure. Feel as I use my arms to clench my breasts tighter together, wrapping around you. Your shaft is almost always buried deep inside your head of your cock, sometimes peeking out the other end. Good boy. Just let all of your frustrations build up with your thrust. Focus all of your tension down there. Fuck it out. I'll do most of the work. I want to. I need to help you this way. squeezing my big oily breasts together. Rubbing them up and down your shaft. Watch as you bury inside of them again and again, feeling so slippery. Feeling so good. Feel the pleasure. Deep, deep pleasure. Your cock feels so good. So good, so good.
Fuck out your stress.
Feel how I open for you. How deep I take your cock in. I want you to trust me completely. And you find it so easy to. So easy to feel safe with me. Enjoy our intimacy as my tit job takes your mind over in pleasure. Pleasure. Sweet, sweet. Pleasure. Dopamine dripping down your spine as oil drips down my tits. Drip, drip, drip. Pleasure floods you. Your cock is dripping pre-cum all over. Drip, drip, drip. You drip more and more, becoming more and more aroused every time I say the word drip. Sexual thoughts, sexual visions take over your mind. You can see nothing but my gigantic tits taking you in again and again. All anger, frustration, and pain dripping away every time I say the word. Drip. Replaced with a frantic arousal. A deep, thrusting need. Drip. 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 My tongue flicking down to caress the tip of your cock as it comes out the other side of my clenched up breasts. And that's it. Feel the pleasure. There is a pressure building up inside of you. And all you want to do is release it. And sometimes I'm sure you just don't know how. You can feel it there. It's in your chest, in your head. A ball of tightness, of frustration, of energy that leaves you constantly sapped and drained, and I'm going to drain it out of you. Drip. Bye. Drip. And this buildup will be wiped away when you release. Let go. Drip. 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 Feel all of it. Feel pleasure. Feel me. Yes, feel me. Feel me deeper and deeper. My hot breath teasing as my mouth catches snatches of your cock as my breasts swallow and release, and my flesh is so warm around you. Jiggle and juggle my tits so you can feel a vibration slapping softly into your cock. Give me everything you've got. I've been trained to take it. I've been training to take you. I want you to ejaculate inside my mouth. I want to suck down every bit of your cum. Suck down and away your stress. My breasts are beating away now. I'm smashing them together and down, up and down against your cock. The rhythmic pressure, the feel of my so soft skin, oily and rubbing against your cock, up and down as you drip, drip, drip. My mouth is buried in my cleavage, so your cock can pound through my tits and into my mouth. Your tip kept always wet as you groan under my skilled technique. I know how to lick. I know how to suck away your thoughts. Give in to me. Give up all your stress and tension. Feel the buildup building up stronger and stronger, and the pressure inside giving way to the pleasure as you burst with it, bit by bit. Burst with it. little tendrils of that sweet sexual pleasure slipping out first, slipping through cracks in the wall in your head, running over your body, dancing through your brain. The pleasure gets bigger and stronger as pieces of your self-control, pieces of the wall holding you back, start to break away. Crumbling as drips become a wave and you become just an object caught up inside of it. Feel as you are swept away, as the pleasure surges, your body clenches. My lips suction around your cock and I take you in. Come for me. Come for me, my sweet boy. Come for me and release and let go of all of your stress and tension. Fuck it into my mouth, into my tits. Feel the exquisite release. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Come for me. That's it, just like that. Oh. Yes. Drips are easy to let go. 10. Your entire body racked with spasms of pleasure now. Drip, drip, drip. 9. The dinging of the metronome bringing you closer and closer, building you up as pleasure hits you. 8. Again and again, that pleasure rushes through you. 7. And all you're left with is sexual arousal. 6. All thoughts, all everything drained out of you. 5. Just a desire to release, to fully open up. 4. And once you do, you'll feel so good, so free. 3. Just let the pleasure fully run through you. 2. Just let my words ring it out of you. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Come between my big tits. Add your semen to the oil covering them. Oh, that's it. My mouth will capture most of it, and you won't have to worry at all about the mess, so just give it to me. Come for me. I want to taste you. Feel the pleasure as it slams through you. The lessening of pressure as you just let go. Yes, that's it. One last countdown, my sweet boy. One last countdown. I want you to really let that pleasure rock through your body. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. Drip and clench and come. Come for me, my pet. Come for me. Yes, yes, come. Yes, yes, come. Oh, that's a good boy. Yes. Oh. Just relax. Enjoy the lessening of pressure. My tits let go. Slowly releasing your cock. You feel that unique and arousing separation as my mouth slowly releases its grip and suction and your cock slips out with a pop. You feel so empty, so empty. You feel so good, so relaxed. Allow yourself to fully sink into that relaxation. To fully drop your mind into the wonderful, comforting afterglow of pleasure that glows through your body. You feel so hazy and so blissful and oh, so spent. You've let go of a giant load, and I'm so very proud. So very happy with the results of our session today. Of course, I'm only a small step in your journey, though a very enjoyable one. also need you to be open with others. To not fight it when people try to help you. I need you to be better. You're already wonderful. You're already doing great. And I need you to accept that. But there's always room for improvement, and I just know that you'll find ways to make me smile. Won't you, my pet? At least if you want to come back. If you want to feel this pleasure again. They'll only assign you to me if they think it's working. It is working, isn't it? Yes, it is. Say yes, Dr. Shibby. Say, I'll be good, Dr. Shibby. I know you will. Good boy. Just relax now. Just relax. I want you to slowly, as I count up, bring yourself back up to awareness, out of our session, and into a more, into a happy and relaxed mindset when you wake up. You're going to feel good, and you're going to need to stretch, and you're going to stretch, and as you stretch, your mind is going to go over what you need to do. And then, feeling so relaxed and so happy, you're going to go do it. Got it? Say yes, Dr. Shibby. Good boy. Now, gently and slowly, on. Your body is feeling less heavy now. Feeling like you could move. Two. Your thoughts are collecting, coming together, able to think again. Three, feeling any control I might have over you as a residual thing that will slowly go away from you the longer you go without listening to me. Four, but you want some of it to stay, and the bits you want will. For the next time you come listen to me, but until then, none of my triggers will work on you unless it's by someone who you really want it to work on you. 5. Wake up.